Welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody, where we have open lines at 1-800-677-9377. Again, that's 1-800-677-9377. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, reminding you that if you'll keep listening, or if you call, you'll learn how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day, and how the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question, or if you're facing some troublesome issue in life that you'd like to talk through, well, call now, 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377. It's Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today is the last day for our offer. I think we've been doing this for almost 5 weeks. The book, The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley, it meets us right where we are. All of us go through trials and tribulations. We ask questions when we're in the midst of them. Where's God? Why isn't he answering our prayers? Why doesn't he listen to us? Does he even really care? And those are things that we want answers to, and the gospel speaks very loudly to those things and gives us some very clear answers that God does care, that God is right there with us in the midst of the storms of life. So this is a wonderful, wonderful resource, and we want you to have it. We are making it available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. And so take advantage of this. Like I said, today is the last day as far as our radio offer is concerned. But all the information on how to pick up a copy of this is at basicgospel.net. So go there, just click the link and follow all the directions. Next week, we're going to be talking about the new covenant for a good solid 5 days, and then we'll extend that to Monday, September 30th. In this book, The Hurt and the Healer, Andrew, at the end of it, says healing is spelled covenant. And this new covenant that we enjoy today is a covenant of grace. And it's the grace of God that really heals these souls of ours. It's the grace of God that enables us to experience peace and to have hope in the midst of this life that we live down here. So next week we're going to be talking about the new covenant. And then that's going to set up the month of October when we will take a 23-day journey through the book of Revelation. And we need to see that book through the eyes of the new covenant, through the grace of God. So that's going to be an exciting time.
Yes, indeed.
During the month of October, we will be sending out daily kind of a summary of the chapter, of each chapter. So we want you to sign up for our email list so that we can send those to you. All of that information on how to sign up is on our website as well.
Yeah, just click the subscribe link at the top of the page, and that will take you to the subscription link right there at basicgospel.net. Plenty of open lines right now if you want to be a part of this edition. If you have something you'd like to talk about, some bothersome issue in life, some Bible questions you can't quite understand, why, give us a call. Bob Christopher is here. Richard Piper is here. My name is Bob Davis, and we thank you for joining us. 1-800-677-9377. That's the number to dial. Plenty of time, plenty of open lines right now. 1-800-677-9377.
Well, one passage before we go to our phone lines. 2 Corinthians 3:6. This is our signature verse as a ministry. It says this: he has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So this was Paul making a declaration about the nature of his ministry. He certainly was an old covenant guy for many, many years. He was steeped in Judaism. That was his way of life. That Mosaic covenant governed everything that he did and defined all that he was. But when he met Jesus on that road to Damascus, everything changed for him. He let go of the old and grabbed hold of the new. He recognized right then and there that the letter brought judgment, condemnation, and that Jesus Christ brought life. And as he went out to minister to others, to carry this good news, he did so in the framework or in the context of this new covenant. And he says, I am a minister of the new covenant. So what does that mean? He was ministering life, the life of Jesus Christ, into the lives of those that he connected with. That's what this broadcast is all about. That's basic gospel. Jesus Christ came so that we might have life. And so we see ourselves as ministers of this new covenant as well. And next week we're going to talk all about what this new covenant is, all the promises of this new covenant, and how they apply to us in day-to-day living.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, this is Basic Gospel. Calls beginning to come in and fill up the board, but still plenty of room for you if you call quickly, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to New York and talk to Frank, our friend Frank, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Frank.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you very much. God bless you.
And you as well.
I would like to revisit a subject that a caller made yesterday, Bob. I need to make a comment on something, but I have to get a clarification regarding the verses he was citing in Hebrews 10:26 and down. He read them yesterday, and I understood you to say that this was essentially a non-believer who didn't accept the gospel.
Yes, that's what I said.
Right, okay.
And I'm not the only one that says that. I'm not the only one that interprets it that way. That's, I think, in the flow of the book of Hebrews. This is a warning to those who are sitting on the fence that have never fully embraced the sacrifice of Jesus Christ in this new covenant that he ushered in through his death. So the writer of Hebrews is saying, hey, if you don't accept, if you don't trust Jesus, if you don't entrust yourself to him, then all you have left is the fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. If you're not receiving Jesus Christ, you're rejecting Jesus Christ, you've just positioned yourself as an enemy of God.
Okay, I understand that, but I don't think that's who he's talking about in these verses. Let me explain why. If you look at verse chapter in the chapter, the 10th verse, it says there, by this will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. He's talking to the church because in verse 19 he says, since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter
into the holy place.
Let me finish, Bob. We have confidence to enter into the holy place by the blood of Jesus. Now, revisiting these verses, he says, if we go on sinning willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, right? Look at verse 29, what he says there. How much severer punishment do you think he will deserve who has trampled on the foot the Son of God and has regarded unclean the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and has insulted the Spirit of grace? He's talking to people that have been sanctified by Jesus' blood. You could also see this in chapter 6, where it says, for in the case of those who have once been enlightened and tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers.
Frank, we know all of those passages. We know them extremely well. We've been studying them for 30-something years. We've looked at every single angle that those particular passages can be looked at. We've dealt with them. We've looked at the underlying Greek language. And there is absolutely no way in the overall context of Scripture, the New Testament, to ever come to a point and say these passages teach that you can lose salvation. The writer of Hebrews is not teaching that whatsoever. He is giving truth out. He is laying out the superiority of Christ as compared to everything in the Old Covenant. He is trying to make a case for those who have already embraced Christ, who have already accepted his sacrifice, to encourage them that what you have received is far superior than your old way of life. And then he's trying to make a very persuasive argument to those who are at arm's distance to the work of Jesus Christ, who are looking at it from afar, who are still wondering. He's trying to make a case to them to draw them near. And these particular passages, Hebrews 6 and 10, are used specifically to those people. So I appreciate what you have to say. I totally disagree. And what that means, Frank, is that you totally disagree with me and disagree with our ministry. That's okay. That is okay. But we've got to say what we believe is true.
Yeah.
And in light of just the overall evidence in the New Testament, the sufficiency of the blood of Jesus Christ, the reality of his resurrection, the fact that he has conquered death once and for all, the fact that he has declared us to be righteous in his sight, the fact that he calls it eternal, then we have to realize that any of these passages that may hint of loss of salvation can't actually be saying that. So that's what we have to say on that. This is a passage to the lost, not to the saved. So, Frank, thanks for your call today. We appreciate your time. You certainly are well-versed in how you think this, or what you think the Scripture is saying, and we appreciate that, and I'm grateful we can have conversation in that regard.
Well, we do have open lines. If you'd like to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, give us a call, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, let's go to Westchester, New York, and talk to Robert listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys, thank you. Thanks so much. It's really a breath of fresh air, your ministry. I'm older. I'm 65 years old, and, you know, I've been through different things in my life. You know, I've had multiple marriages, and I know God tries to test us or teach us or maybe, you know, help us to learn patience. But, you know, I just wonder sometimes, you know, like with maybe some guilt, like I, you know, when I first divorce went through from my first marriage, it wasn't for, you know, cheating and things along that line. So then I married the second wife, and then just about a year and a half ago, I went through my third divorce. So I just, you know, and I heard you talking about the hurt and the healer, and I just don't know if God puts us in different positions just to kind of break us and, you know, help us to rely more on him instead of our own strength. I really just trying to figure it all out, you know.
Well, Robert, you're raising some great questions and just some real life issues there. Why are we here? What is our real purpose? And you know, for so many of us, we try to find happiness. We want to be happy in life. We want to just have a sense that you know, we're okay. And a lot of times we seek happiness in all sorts of places. You know, some folks pursue money. You know, if I can just have X amount of money every year, I'm going to be happy. Of course, when you get X amount of money, then you realize you need X plus X amount of money to be happy. And then you get that much and you realize, well, wait a minute, I need more. So money doesn't make you happy. And then you seek power, and you know, if I can just have a position of authority and wield power over people, that might make me happy. Well, that doesn't make you happy either. And then folks seek it in relationships. You know, if I can just find the right person, or if I can find multiple persons, then I'll be happy that way, through relationships and sexual encounters. And that doesn't bring happiness either. And you come to a point and you say, you know, what I've experienced in life, all of it, it's just empty. So what's left? What's left for me? And when we're at that point, I think that's when we're really ripe to receive what God has for us in Christ Jesus. And what he has for us is true, genuine life, life that satisfies the deepest longings of our hearts, life that fills that emptiness inside, life that truly gives us meaning and purpose here and now, and hope of life beyond the grave. So, Robert, I think that's what you're looking for, is that life that's available to you in Christ Jesus.
Yes, I mean, I am a Christian, and, you know, I understand all of this, but it, things don't fall into place like you hope and you pray for, you just get a little disillusioned. And
Robert, I think all of us, as far as our lives, you know, I think we look at it and say, you know, they could have been different. I could have done this, I could have done that, and so we'll all step back and say, you know, things just didn't fall into place like I'd hoped they had. But we have to elevate our eyes and say, well, wait a minute, maybe God has done something to make life meaningful for us in spite of all the ups and downs that we experience. And what he's done is reveal himself to us in the person of Christ Jesus. And that's what makes, you know, all the ups and downs of this topsy-turvy life worth enduring. The fact that he loves us, nothing can change that. The fact that he has forgiven our sins, nothing can change that. The fact that he has declared us to be righteous, nothing can change that. The fact that he uses us to advance his work, to share his love with others. That's just what God does. And when we see it from that perspective, we go, Lord, thank you so much for allowing me to take up a role in your work and to be a part of your kingdom here on earth.
Yeah, you really put it together very well, brother. I do appreciate that. Thank you. I just have to keep looking up and not get discouraged. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. So, Robert, God loves you right now. God thinks very highly of you right now, and that's never going to change. So you just step back and say, Lord, thanks for that. Thank you for what you've accomplished for me in Jesus.
Amen, brother. Thank you. God bless. Thank
You're
you
welcome. Robert, let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, okay?
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much for your call. I appreciate your question, your transparency, and you know, thanks for laying that out on the table for us.
Thank you, sir. Thank
okay. You hang on, Robert.
And just for a few more days, we're offering a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. If you haven't taken advantage of the opportunity to get your copy, simply go online to basicgospel.net, request your copy, and make your gift. At basicgospel.net, prominent link right on the homepage. Or you can call, do it quickly, 1-800-727-2828 and speak with our customer service representative.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Kenny in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on our great affiliate there, KRKS. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
Okay, I have a question that popped in my mind a number of years ago, but it popped back into my mind just recently. What is the casting of lots that they talk about back then? And my opinion, that it was how to get God's will. And I'll hang up and then I'll listen for you.
Okay, Kenny, thanks for your question today. We sure appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Interesting question, isn't
it? Yes,
it is. Why did they cast lots back in the day, back in the Old Testament, even when, you know, after Judas had died, they cast lots
the
to...
disciples.
Yeah.
They, like he said, they used it as a way of determining God's will. In our day and age, it's kind of like drawing straws. Whoever gets the short straw either wins or loses. But it was more than that for them. Because remember, they didn't have the Holy Spirit indwelling them. So they came up with this idea of casting lots in order to identify, in positive senses, what God's will was for. What should we do? What should be the choice? In negative senses, you think of the case of Achan, for example, after Jericho, as he had stolen some property from the city of Jericho, and that was completely forbidden. They used it to identify who it was that had gone outside God's will for them and therefore was representing a negative for the entire people of Israel. And God used that means for them to help them have spiritual discernment. They didn't have the Spirit in them all the time, like we do. There was a change from the old covenant to the new covenant. But now we don't have to do that because we have the Holy Spirit and we can learn to listen to the Holy Spirit and get that discernment, positive and negative, anytime we need it, because that's part of what he does. He reveals who Jesus is and what Jesus needs to have happen through me, not necessarily through Bob Christopher or Bob Davis, but certainly he will reveal to me, Richard Pfeiffer, what needs to occur.
So casting lots is not a practice we need to engage in today. We can just rely on God's Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, Kenny, thanks for your call on that. I appreciate the question. Let's go to Long Island and talk to Paul listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you today? How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Thank you. I was listening to, I think it was like two calls ago and stuff, and the guy was making an argument about people that were in Christ's salvation plan, and then all of a sudden they get kicked out of it, or for whatever reason they do. I don't think God would make decisions like that to bring somebody into his plan just to have them fall away. I don't think the falling away part is, people are looking at that as something that's a possibility. I read in the Psalms that no man could sell his own soul, and no brother could redeem his brother as well. So that tells us that we don't have that that ability to do that. And I see a lot of people today, they're overlooking a major blessing, which is anybody that's allowed to approach to God, whether it's through prayer or reading or worship and congregating and stuff. I believe that's a special blessing from God on a person individually, not as like a group sort of, you know, people are seeking this as something on their own ability, but I don't think God just lets anybody just approach him and, you know, have a relationship with him only for let them to fall away.
Well, no one's going to approach God unless they've been cleansed of their sins.
Absolutely.
That's, we're scared to death. We're afraid if we go into his presence, we would just be consumed right then and there. And we see that all throughout the Old Testament. No one approached God. They were frightened beyond measure to do so. It was only through the shed blood of Jesus Christ that we've been given that ability. I mean, that's the significance of the curtain in the Holy of Holies being torn from top to bottom, to signify that the way into God's presence was now made open to us. So because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we can go in. As a matter of fact, it's really the blood of Jesus Christ that ushers us into the very presence of God. He's the one that gives us confidence to approach him. So our salvation rests upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ. It rests upon the work of Jesus Christ. If it was up to us to sustain that salvation, to keep that salvation, I don't think a single soul would be saved. We just don't have what it takes. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need God's Spirit living inside of us to keep us moving down the paths of righteousness, and to know that God is going to complete the work that he began in us. So our salvation is totally on the shoulders of Jesus from start to finish. And he's guaranteed that if he started a work in us, he is going to bring it to completion. So that's great news, isn't it, Paul?
Absolutely. That's the work of Christ. That's the meaning of the whole Bible, actually, from cover to cover.
Absolutely.
What I understand.
Well, thanks for your call, Paul. We're out of time on today's broadcast. You hold on.
Yeah, to keep the good news coming, we have so many people across this country and around the world who have supported this ministry, and we want to say thanks to all of you who do that. And to say thanks, of course, for those of you who gave a gift this month of any amount, we have sent you a copy of the Bart Miller and Andrew Farley book, The Hurt and the Healer, and we have that offer still going just until the end of today. So our time is running out, so make your gift, request your copy today at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or you can call before 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central Time today, 1-800-727-2828. And our customer service operator, Billy, will take care of your request and receive your gift. 1-800-727-2828. That's the number to call. Well, we come to the end of another week. And sorry for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry staff, Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again on Monday after a wonderful weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you next Monday. Bye-bye. We'll